Thursday, August 26th is Women's Equality Day. This is the day when we commemorate the 1920 adoption of the 19th Amendment, granting American women the constitutional right to vote. And to talk about Women's Equality Day in the context of poetry, it's my great pleasure and honor to welcome to the special edition of Book Notes Terry Ellen Cross Davis, who is an award-winning poet and also the poetry coordinator for the Folger Shakespeare Library. Thank you so much, Terry, for giving us some of your time today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
You know, I think that women poets, from Emily Dickinson to Amanda Gorman, have certainly moved the needle about how we think about things. How has that been applicable in terms of women's equality and Women's Equality Day?
For me, it becomes a part of looking at the long gaze of history. So much of what I've been focusing on recently in my writing work has been about my grandmothers and contrasting the life that they had versus the life that I had and the one that I'm providing for my daughter. And just thinking about all the rights that they did not have an ability to enjoy that I now freely enjoy and that my daughter takes for granted. Being able to eventually get a credit card, being able to purchase a car with no man co-signing, the ability to chart out her future and think that marriage doesn't have to be a part of it, that bearing children doesn't have to be a part of it. These are all options that she can explore and enjoy on her own because she has the freedom that so many generations of women have worked hard to allow her this chance to have a choice.
So how do you interpret that poetically?
I have a poem called Gaze, which is actually from my first collection, that talks a little bit about how women, and especially Black women, have to decouple the male gaze to be able to see themselves and embrace the totality of all of who they are. So here's the poem Gaze from my 2016 book, Haint. Because I want to be seen, I strip down. Off comes Josephine's feather skirt, Sarah's prodigious bottom, Dorothy's come hither stare, Aunt Jemima's red kerchief, Mammy's wide bosom, National Geographic's tribal nakedness, history in each garment on the floor. Not full frontal, nor profile, not the body, reclining, not the background, standing. I name myself. Shedding the fiction of availability, becoming nonfiction. Let the prose of me gild your tongue, separate the double speak, fingertip, lip to limb. You read the tome of my skin, this body in a new language, my own.
That is so gorgeous. Sarah Bartman, of course, being the quote-unquote Hottentot Venus, right?
Exactly. Dorothy Dandridge, I mentioned Josephine Baker's feather skirt or her banana skirt. So many different ways in which Black women's bodies have been put on display without their own agency. And Sarah Bartman is like one of the prime examples.
Important things to think about on Women's Equality Day, celebrated on August 26th. Terry Ellen Cross Davis is, as you can hear, an award-winning poet, also the poetry coordinator for the Folger Shakespeare Library. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk with you.